T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, we had a extremely unfortunate incident, on Monday that occurred in the city of Tonawanda, where fortunately the life of one particular police officer and others did not get taken. And the lives of multiple police officers who arrived at that scene were placed in serious jeopardy. And as I said, thank God they are safe and they are going to recover. In addition to that, there was a 32-year-old acquaintance of the defendant who was also shot earlier. That gentleman unfortunately is not doing as well. He is alive, but he is in ICU right now in stable condition with a single gunshot wound to his stomach area. And as I said, is in ECMC right now, in the ICU under stable condition. And hopefully our prayers are with him and his family, that he will get better and be able to walk out of the hospital safely. The end result for 28-year-old Matthew Gerwitz of the city of Tonawanda is that he is now facing 25 years to life in jail. He has been arraigned on 2 counts of attempted murder in the first degree, the attempted murder in the first degree being the attempted murder on 2 police officers. That's what makes it a first degree vice second degree. He has been arrested and arraigned this morning in front of Judge Bowler on a attempted murder in the second degree with the a shot at the civilian. And he has been charged with 2 criminal possession of weapons, illegal guns, in the second degree. He used a different gun for each one of the incidents. He allegedly used a 9mm handgun when he shot the civilian, and then when he allegedly ran back up into his home and came back downstairs and allegedly fired at the police officers, he was using a separate weapon. Both weapons are illegal. It appears that both weapons are homemade. It appears that Mr. Gerwitz is a bit of a gun enthusiast who likes to make his own guns. And the 9mm weapon that he used against a civilian was a homemade, off the internet, 9mm. It is illegal because, one, he didn't have a permit for it, and 2, it didn't have a serial number. The assault rifle that he used is illegal because the modifications that he made to it at home make it a violation of the SAFE Act and make it an illegal gun. So that's why that weapon is allegedly illegal. So he has two gun charges, two attempted murder charges against a police officer, two separate police officers, and an attempted murder charge against a civilian. Now, in addition to these five charges, I'm also investigating various assault charges as well. It appears on the surface that obviously the police officer has approximately seven wounds to him. That's a potential assault charge there as well that I could add on. Another police officer, after the shooting occurred, Mr. Gerwitz allegedly got into a car, drove away, a chase occurred, and a separate officer hurt his wrist in that chase. So I'm investigating a potential assault charge in that as well. So there are various assault charges that I could potentially tack on as well once this case goes to a grand jury and gets indicted. I'm also investigating Mr. Gerwitz's little gun shop in his house and the various guns that he may or may not have made here, and if there are any other weapons that he made and that are in his home that are illegal. So that's all being investigated at this time too. But right now, he's been arrested on five charges. These are the three, the attempted murder, obviously the three highest counts. He's been arraigned on those. He's gonna return for a felony hearing on June 17th at 10:30. And then after that felony hearing, we'll then presumably put the case in a grand jury. Right now, we can't hold grand juries. As of right now, there are no grand juries. We're still in a holding pattern on grand juries. So once we have the felony hearing on June 17th, if we're still in a holding pattern, then there's nothing more I can do until we open up with grand juries. And right now, there are no grand juries until June 15th. Hopefully, when that term ends on June 15th, the next term for a grand jury would be Monday, June 18th. I'm hoping that we will have grand juries up and running on that Monday of June 18th, but I've got to work that out with the courts in here, and hopefully we can get that done. So I want to go back to where I started out, which is this is a reoccurring pattern with me, because obviously we all know about the horrific burning case we had to Tim Hortons in the city of Tonawanda. And the reoccurring theme that I continue to say over and over again in my time as DA here is the professionalism and the outstanding job that the city of Tonawanda Police Department does each and every day. And that job that they do each and every day, for a small city, one of the safest cities here in New York State, they've had two pretty big cases in the past year. They had the burn case in the city of town at the Tim Hortons, and now they have this one right here. But for a small city, a safe city, they have one of the finest police departments in this country and in this state. And their actions and what they did the other day with preventing the loss of life and preventing further tragedy is to be congratulated and to be called out. And Chief Strasburg, I can't thank you enough for all that you did. And I can't wish you and your police department enough good wishes here to thank God that you're all well. You want to say?
Thank you. First of all, I'd just like to express my thoughts and prayers to the original victim who's in rough shape in the hospital right now, and we hope that they end up with a full recovery. To the six officers that took fire yesterday, I can't express the gratitude and the admiration that I have for them. Their actions, in my opinion, saved lives, and they might have saved a lot of lives. They put their lives on the line to protect others, and I couldn't be more proud of the actions and their performance. And I promise them that the department and the city will do everything in our power to make sure that they physically, emotionally, and mentally heal up and recover from this tragic incident. I quickly just would like to thank a couple other departments and a couple other organizations. The Town of Tonawanda Police and the North Tonawanda Police heard the calls for help over the radio, and they sent officers immediately, without question, into the line of fire to help us. And I can't thank their quick and professional and courageous actions. Other departments that specifically helped us later in the investigation include the Erie County Sheriff's Department, the State Police, and the Niagara County Sheriff's Department. I also received numerous calls from many federal agencies, state agencies, and the local chiefs of police asking and telling us that if we needed anything at all, they were there to help, and they would be there to do whatever we needed as a department. And I felt so comforted in that, knowing that we're a small department, we have 28 people, but at the time yesterday, we had the resources of upwards of 1,000 officers ready to help at a moment's notice with whatever the department or the city might have needed. Finally, I'd just like to thank our community. The response that we've gotten from citizens is just overwhelming. They've been encouraging, supportive, and I think it'll be really important in the long-term recovery of the officers to know that that support exists in the city of Tonawanda. With that, I'll turn it back over to the DA. Thank you very much.
Questions, Michael?
Regarding the grand jury situation, let's say the pandemic's going to be continuing and you can't get a grand jury in. Would Mr. Gerwitz still be in jail regardless, though?
Yes. So we've been he's been held, remanded now. That's presuming that the governor continues tolling the statutes. So right now, we are under an executive order from the governor that he is tolling all of the grand jury statutes, because the rule is that technically from today, if he's in custody, I have 45 days to put it in the grand jury. Right now, that 45 days is being tolled right now, all right? So as long as the governor signs a new executive order tolling that statute now expires on June 6th, all right? So come June 6th, the governor has to toll that statute, and if he does, then he just sits in jail awaiting for the grand jury.
Dave,
tolled, T-O-L-L-E-D, tolled, tolled. Yeah, it's kind of legal, yeah. This past 2 months has, quite frankly, turned my hair a little. Can't notice it, Dave, but my hair a little gray here, with my speedy trial concerns. Listen here. The governor has issued executive orders, and legally, we are under the governor's executive orders that everything is told. No, it won't. Now, if I'm a defense attorney, though, okay, I'll put on another hat here, all right? If I'm a defense attorney, once we get back to normal, all right, then I'm gonna start making motions that the governor's executive orders were not legal, okay? And so we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. But as of right now, I'm confident that we are on good grounds, and that the governor's orders are going to hold up. know, this is a first for everybody across the country. So I'm confident we'll be okay. No. Yeah, no. I can't show you what he said, because obviously that's any statement that he makes is part of my evidence against the case. So I can't. Well, yes, I can't comment on that. I can't comment on that. I'm not going to get into the motive right now. I'll just say that they were acquaintances. They knew one another. And I'm going to leave it at that for right now.
John, I just want to get on
the rifle.
Yeah.
Specifically, that goes to the evidence that I'm presenting for. So I don't want to get in specifically with, you know, whether it was the scope or whatever, okay? Let me just generally say he put it together, modified it, okay, that made it illegal under the SAFE Act. I'm not going to comment on that. That goes towards the evidence of the illegality, so I don't want to comment on that, Dave. The assault rifle, yes. The pistol he made as well, all right? He made the pistol as well, but there's no, I mean, a rifle is, you don't need a permit, it's per se legal, all right? I mean, so it's a modification of the rifle that makes it illegal. The pistol, the illegality of the pistol is that, one, you have a permit for it, and two, it had no serial number. So that's what made the pistol illegal. That I don't know. That's why we're looking into his entire little home operation here. I'm not going to confirm or deny that. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to confirm or deny that. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Either am I. Due to the fact, well, I know everything, Dave. Due to the fact that this was a homemade weapon, I may give you an answer right now that turns out to be untrue later on as we dig into his little homemade operation. So right now, I'm just going to give you a generality, okay, and say that it's an assault weapon, and leave it at that.
John, I want to get just a little more clarification about this governor extension of the toll.
Yes, yes.
About.
Yep.
The date that you mentioned, June 6th, so if it doesn't get extended past that point, are you saying that essentially the defense attorney can say, we want the charges dropped?
Well, he could, but he's not going to win that, okay? What's going to happen is that come the day after the governor's executive order, is, and I think it's June 6th, but Kay will get back to you on that day. Once that date, the next day comes, June 7th, all right, now the clock starts ticking from that time right there. Right? So my 45 days right now is told. Come, if the governor does not sign the executive order, re-sign it and extend it or further, then my 45 days starts ticking right there. That's what it does. Yeah, George. Everything taken from his car is evidence, so I'm not going to comment on any other evidence taken from his car, all right? And he was not on my radar. I don't know if that's on City Town or on his radar at all. No. Nope. First I heard him was yesterday. You know, I haven't seen his mugshot. He had a black eye? What do you have? Oh, I don't know. Do you know why? You know what happened? No. But I'll look into it though.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Okay. I'll get that for you, if I can. Yeah. Yep. Huh? It's not Captain Foley. No. Anything else? It appears he has 7 wounds. Yes. Now, as of right now, I don't know if one was an entry and exit wound. Okay, so that could be. But he has 7 wounds on his body, all below the waist. Correct. No, there could be one. Correct. There could be one entry and exit wound. There could be. Yep. Yes.
Yes, he went.
Yes. He's home. When was he? Both yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
But the other gentleman, he's still in ICU.
Yes. Yes. Stable. Did they give it? They gave his name, Kate? Oh, detective. How do you say?
Right. It's Lalanich. Sure. David was born and raised in the city of Tonawanda. Early in his career, he worked for the civil service and in
Secret Service.
I'm sorry. And in 2001, he came to work for our department in July. A few years into that, I don't have the exact dates, but he became a DARE officer and a school resource officer for us. He was promoted to detective, and he's also a liaison with the DEA's office right now, working in conjunction with them.
What is it?
44.
I'm sorry, 44.
What's the morale like among all the officers right now?
Besides the 6 that were involved with it, every officer has stepped up and asked if there's anything they can do, if there's extra shifts they could work, if they need to help the officers that are in trouble. So it's been just truly amazing. It really has. It brings a tear to my eye how they've come together. And like I said before, even the support from the other departments has just been amazing, especially being such a small department. To know that those resources and people are out there supporting us is just, I can't put words to it. Absolutely. The support, it was just overwhelming. It was almost to the point where we wanted to turn our phones off because we were taking too many supportive phone calls that we couldn't do the work that needed to be done because we were answering the phone and help. It's really amazing. I mean, this is something that obviously as police officers we know can happen, but you never think it will happen. And when it does, it really just amazes you that the courage that they have, that they run into the problem and not away from it. And as I said before, I really believe that those officers, by stopping him at the scene, saved lives. They saved lives. Let's say it was both. No, it was amazing. It just kept coming and coming. The support we've gotten is overwhelming. It's terrific. And I think it's really important to the officers that they know that the job that they do is appreciated.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.